Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Paranormal Ride, another episode in the books getting started. It is December 9th, 2020, and I want to welcome everybody tuning in from all across the world, listening in to Paranormal Ride. We are a show all about the paranormal, all about the things that you know, we wonder sometimes, like what life is about, what the world's about. We have a pretty, you know, relaxed conversation about it. I think a lot of people who think about the paranormal, they get pretty weirded out by it. They think that it has to do with kind of like stuff that weirdos talk about. Maybe I'm putting it in the wrong light right now, but it's kind of fringy, you know. People feel uncomfortable, you know, because it talks about things that they might not understand. And that's the thing about the show is that, you know, we are all about exploring those things and what comes with too. Which is knowledge, understanding, and having people have a higher level conversation about what's going on in life. Because to be honest, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's dumbing us down, that's really making us you know, really not be attuned with our senses. So today's show is called Alchemy. So when I was putting together the show a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking how to connect the shows a little more, and one of the things that I realized is that the previous show was about sacred geometry, how, like, that I think was one of, like, four structures of what makes us who we are and how we're connected. I even went down to the very DNA and atoms that create us. And then there's, you know, there's been a saying, people have heard it throughout time and religions, and there's always been like this like universal kind of idea of, you know, of what we are and who we are, you know. And one of the things I discovered doing my research on alchemy is that this is, if people don't know what alchemy is, it's pretty much the forefathers of chemistry and a lot of our sciences. It's been around since ancient times. And I'm going to just kind of go into a little more what the definition is, but just the concept of alchemy and what it brings is, it's very enlightening. I didn't really understand. I felt it was kind of like this pseudo, like, fake science that their ultimate goal was to convert just like, I think, just regular metals into noble ones, which is gold and silver. So, you know, I kind of saw it as like a money-making kind of like scam or scheme or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, this concept has been around since ancient times, you know. And so we're going to get deep into it. And I discovered through my research that, you know, we can be more in touch with who we are, what direction we're going to, if we understand alchemy just a little bit more, you know. But before we get started in the show, this is, you know, let me introduce myself. I'm your host, Marlon O, and I've been doing this for many, many years, and it's been so much fun to get on this ride with y'all. So, you know, sometimes I call my people my riders, so welcome back, thank you for riding with me. And if you want to chime in or just listen into the show and connect, feel free to message me on any of the social media stuff, Paranormal Rides on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you guys tweet, I'm a Twitter guy. I love tweeting. So, you know, also there's a way for you to also talk live on the show. If you have an opinion, you have something you want to share, and, you know, it could be related to alchemy, and if it's not, it's all good. It could be whatever you feel you want to share, right? About normal, or maybe you just want to say hi, and that's cool as well. But you know, so the number is, and I always forget the number. I have to learn to memorize it, but it's 914-205-5434. And you can just call in and just listen and enjoy the show. Or if you really want to talk, you can. Usually I take callers at the bottom of the hour. Last week I didn't. I think I was a little overwhelmed. There was a lot going on. And I saw people on the line and people were messaging me, and I just couldn't get to them. So I'm sorry, but I promise, you know, if we have some time at 8:30 will be the best time to do it, and call in and talk to us. Also, if you go to blogtalkradio.com, you can just search Paranormal Guide and you can find us there as well. There is a chat option as well on this. So if you wanted to chat with me, feel free. I'm getting messages throughout the show. So I'll try to read your message or your shout outs throughout the evening. So welcome again to, you know, Paranormal Vibe. We're always going to be on Wednesdays from 8 to 9. It's kind of a new time slot, to be honest, for me. I used to do the show on Mondays, and I thought it was interesting to, you know, to kick it off on Mondays, because usually Mondays are dreaded and people kind of like want to, like, oh, I hate Mondays. But I felt it was like your like trajectory towards what kind of week you're going to have. But Wednesdays, I, you know, kind of changed for me a little bit, because I feel that, you know, depending on what happened to you at the beginning of the week, the middle of the week is also important for you to just, like, you know, revamp it, to reinitialize what your plans were on a Wednesday. And I feel sometimes, you know, we, life, you know, just kicks us in the butt sometimes, and we're just so busy, and sometimes you just need to recalibrate. And so I think Wednesdays is a pretty good one. And nowadays there's a lot of recalibration going on. You know, people are more aware of what's happening in their lives, in their space, and what energies they allow in and out. Because we're now in a time that, that's a focus. And, you know, I have been having amazing conversations with loved ones and friends about, you know, just that experience itself. And I think everybody's been calling it an awakening. You know, I hear it all the time. People are more attuned to what's happening and, in our lives. So, you know, we're going to dive a little more deeper into that as the show goes on. But before we get started, I'd like to also talk about what's happening paranormally in the news. And I've always found this part a fascinating thing of the show, is that, you know, I think back in the days when I started this show, maybe like 6 years ago, the struggle was real. Trying to find paranormal news was like, you know, well, it's like trying to find Bigfoot, to be honest. You know, and I would just like stretch everything as far as I could to find one little ounce of news that had to be paranormal. Now, I mean, I'm getting notifications on my phone saying, you know, UFOs or, you know, Pentagon's releasing UFO information, you know, it's pretty hilarious. But just recently in the news, has just come out. Oh, by the way, if you want to follow me on Facebook, feel free. It's just Marlon and two O's, O-O. Right. And I posted something, I believe, on that, and also on the Paranormal Ride Facebook fan page. This interesting story that came out of how there's an Israeli, I think he was a scientist or he was working. Yeah, he was like one of the folks that worked on their space program. And, you know, he kind of goes on, you know, talking about his experience being in that program and how, you know, there has been contact. But what's happening is he says that humanity isn't ready for that, that information to be released. And specifically, the visitors, the aliens, whatever you want to call them, you know, they are concerned that if we become aware of them, that it's, you know, people would just lose it. You know what I'm saying? So, I was getting texts from my friends. I was like, you know, this is, you know, you're not ready. You're not ready to hear this. I think there are some people who are not, but I don't know. I'm not that person that's going to be like, who isn't and who is ready. I'm not on that boat. I think sometimes you need to, you know, kind of get tossed into the water and go like, you know, nose first and then, you know, you'll come out the better. Right. But, you know, just one of the things that I, you know, just reading this article, it's shocking because the dude that talked about it, the professor, he was straight up about his, like, you know, just, he's retired now, right? But he's 87. So he said, listen, I didn't want to talk about this because if I did about maybe like in the 80s when all this stuff was kind of manifesting in front of him, he said that people would just think that he's crazy. And Ashad, he's the guy that that was talking about this. You know, he just said that, you know, people, you know, just weren't ready. But now if you say, hey, there's UFOs, people are like, oh yeah, no doubt. Like, so it's completely like, it's a complete shift, you know. You know, back in the days, a pilot could not talk about saying, hey, there's like a UFO, there's something weird flying in the sky. You know, a lot of people were just like, you know, told not to talk about it and to, you know, because you could possibly lose your job, you know, because the people, you know, they want sane people and, you know, that's somebody seeing things in space is questionable or in skies is questionable. So, you know, he goes on talking about, and it's very interesting. He said that there's, you know, there's a space, you know, kind of like, you know, like federation, there's like all this like coalition of extraterrestrials. That's the best way I could, you know, freaking, you know, explain it. But, you know, that they feel that humanity isn't ready yet. And, you know, I guess, you know, this is what Ashad told the Israeli newspaper. But, you know, look it up. Oh, actually, I posted on the Paranormal Ride, so you can check out that article and kind of dive into it a little more because it goes more into detail. But, you know, I don't know. That's a question that I asked my friends, you know, and, you know, all seriousness, you know, I was telling my friends, you're not ready. And I said, I am. But in all seriousness, do you really think that we're ready? You know, that's something that you guys can, you know, start a conversation around your circles. And in my opinion, I feel that we are, only because of a lot of the trauma that has gone on during this whole entire, you know, year and pandemic, but it also has brought a lot of wonderful and beautiful things to, you know, to our lives. Things that, you know, there's been such an awakening, and I've talked, you know, people have talked to me about that concept of an awakening so many times, and it's just like a theme that keeps on coming back, you know, over and over. But it is exactly that. I think that because, you know, we were forced into, you know, just like this, you know, this ego-crushing experience, you know, that a lot of people now are like, holy crap, like, you know, they're able to download it, and they're able to analyze it with a little more time than previously, you know, available to us. Because, you know, our lives are surrounded by our everyday, you know, occurrence. You know, we got to get ready for food. We gotta feed the cat. We got to, like, walk the dog. You know, we have to post our selfies. We have to get the ego. You know, it's all these things, you know, that pretty much has put all these buffers and all these things that, that is trying to feed us our endorphins, you know, and give artificial value. A lot of these things has been the norm. And, you know, it's a hard habit to kick, from what my personal experience is. I actually just recently broke my phone, and I was telling a friend of mine that, you know, for a while I could not text or write anything to anybody. And during the age of COVID, you have to have an appointment for a lot of things. And it took me a while to have an appointment because it happened just before, just a little after Thanksgiving. And I, the only way I can talk to people was using my my iPhone watch and sending like a message that way. And then what happened was my phone lost power. And if you lose power, you can't access your phone because it's locked and it needs to be unlocked with the keypad. And my screen was destroyed and I just couldn't press it. So I couldn't communicate with anybody. But one of the nice things that came from it is that I had no access to any of the social media platforms. And that was really interesting because I usually use my social media to spread information. Occasionally there's some self-indulging kind of pictures that I would post, you know, but a lot of it, you know, it's rare. A lot of it includes like something that's going to help people and help them kind of like, understand what I do, because some people don't know what I do. Some people think that I'm, just a photographer, filmmaker. I am a lot of things. So, So aliens, we're not ready. I think we are. All right, folks. So let's jump into the topic, alchemy. And, you know, like I was mentioning before, I just really didn't understand it until I did a deep dive on it. And I'm extremely fascinated by it. So one of the things, and I'm going to just give you a quick kind of like breakdown of what alchemy is all about. Some people just be like, I don't get it, right? So basically, you know, the ancients used this concept of alchemy. You know, it's like this ancient wisdom, and it's meant to be a transformative experience. And just saying those words, I think about more of a deeper definition or sense of myself, you know, transformation. A lot of alchemy influenced our sciences and our chemistry now, those concepts. Alchemy was even studied by Sir Isaac Newton, and of course they were, you know, Sir Isaac Newton is a brilliant mind on all our times, but there was more brilliant minds ahead of that paved the way for a lot of these scientists that we know now. So, you know, alchemy and it is an Arabic word, but it has its base in Egypt. And, you know, just there's people who have different explanations for the word, but the root base, it's basically, you know, it's an Egyptian study, an Egyptian word. Pretty much, I think the influence from, the creator of alchemy, and I'll go over this a little more later, but it was the Egyptian god, and the Egyptian god, his name is Thoth, so it's T-H-O-T-H, Thoth, and basically, in the Egyptian religion, you know, Thoth was a god of the moon and of reckoning and of learning and writing and knowledge. It's funny that came up in my studies. I'm constantly, there's this like life motif that I've been like constantly being surrounded with is people who are moon based. It's on a ridiculous scale, like how the moon, like just that connection and how powerful it is, for me. In my, I'm a native Mayan. I have indigenous blood in me, along with European. But my indigenous blood, there's also a astrological timeline according, with this as well. And one of the signs that I connect with as a Mayan and how they explained it is that, you know, there's Mayans is a symbol of a moon as well with a rabbit, which is kind of like another symbol that keeps appearing in my life. And, you know, I keep on meeting moon-based people. I keep on, you know, meeting people who like are connected with it somehow through birth or through the astrology or just the love for it. It's just like, you know, I have to almost chuckle internally because I'm like, you know, I was like, of course, no, of course, you're connected to the moon, or we're connected to the moon. Then again, like just going back to this, you know, listening to this, a lot of, you know, people are always in a journey to know. And I think, you know, the ancients were very much in that, a more natural state of curiosity. You know, we are now, you know, a lot, you know, back then, you know, it was very similar struggles, you know, people had to survive and live, but it was really a matter of life and death. Now there's like, you know, you can get support systems that help you with X, Y, and Z, with food, with housing, with mental health, there's all these like little support. Back then there was different forms of this, and, you know, maybe not as holistic as it is now, or maybe, okay, you know, I'm taking it back, maybe a little more holistic, because it was more natural, and I think we're going back to that a little more, but, you know, the distractions are more artificial than back then, you know, back then, you know, it was like the raw of the raw, like, you know, like, you are making things from dirt, like, completely from nothing, structures, buildings, you know, nobody was using a 3D printer to print a sandwich or an ear or a nose. They were pretty much building everything from dust, you know? And so this concept of from nothingness, you know, alchemy had a big kind of like movement on this, where they needed to understand like the makeup of our world and what we're about. So alchemy had influence, you know, coming from really Egypt, it moved a little more to Greek, and then from the Greeks, it moved a little bit into Eastern Asia, and then it went into Islamic, and all the same, and European. So you had all these cultures that had all this ancient knowledge of being shared in so many different ways to, you know, to understand our world more and ultimately understand ourselves. You know, I think the Islamic pursuit of alchemy, and it's probably like the 8th century when it was happening. So let me see. You know, I think that the person that was really introducing alchemy as a more science-based thing with tests and labs and stuff like that and experiments was Joubert. And Joubert was instrumental to creating I think, you know, it's chemistry. They consider him the father of chemistry. So you, as you can see, you know, people wanted to bring it into a more practical use and go deeper into it. In Eastern Asia, you know, it changed the world pretty much, where gunpowder was developed, you know, through alchemy, through the search of alchemy. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it was, you know, firework, but it was just, you know, they called it the black powder, you know? So it started coming around as like trying to develop an elixir for immortality. So the alchemists, you know, put together, you know, all these like combinations of elements, and out of it came gunpowder, which again, you know, it changed completely the world. And, you know, it added war to it, you know, firepower, all that stuff. So it was then brought into Europe. So, you know, this search for more, this search for, you know, our basic elements is what drives alchemy. But it also has a really deep spiritual connection, you know, to better understand ourselves. And so let me go into a little bit about how people used it in ancient times, especially in Egypt, you know, but I'll follow that up as soon as we come back from break. I'm going to give you all a quick break to stretch out, get a drink, you know, just ponder what I was talking about. So if you have some ideas and concepts, just send it along through our chat and through Twitter or through whatever medium you want to use. I've been getting some interesting ones. I think shout outs to William Young for retweeting. Cool. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And so I believe he's a podcaster. So welcome. Paranormal Light. I hope you're listening and you share it. Thanks for sharing our stuff. So I'm going to go into break. I actually love to play paranormal-based music. So a lot of my, you know, like my friends who know me personally, I DJ as well. So I have this, like, you know, love for music. I'm always listening to it. And I've, over the years, been listening to songs. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this song is paranormal. Oh, my God, this song is about magic. This song is about X, Y, and Z. So I think, you know, this has always fascinated us. This has always been in our minds. Has always affected us in some way, that the unknown has been lost. You know, it's now unknown, but it isn't that lost, I think. I think it's in us. I think a lot of our dreams, a lot of our energy, a lot of our connection, our chemistry, you know, is, it's like, you know, it's unspoken, and it's the experience can, you know, people will say, you know, they need to ponder something after the, like, an energy exchange, or they feel drained. Something really interesting happened where I had this has been a very intense week, super intense, a lot of reconnection, a lot of opportunities, a lot of information, and a lot of great stuff has been happening. You know, a lot of great light, and you know, and I'm a person who's always looking for something that has positive energy. I just can't dwell in negative energy. You know, the things that has, you know, that tears people apart, a lot of it is just dwelling in it, reassessing it over and over and over, and playing it in your head, where it comes to a point that you lose a whole entire day. You know, you're exhausted. You know, and I think today it caught up with me. Today I really passed out for 2 hours. It was crazy. I did this demonstration earlier today, and I was like, I'm drained, and I just passed out. And I woke up like, what year am I? Like, where am I? Like, just like, I jumped out of bed, and I was like, ah. And I realized, I was like, oh, it's still the same day. I felt like I slept like for 2 days or something. So I think it kind of caught up with me, but I was able to recharge a little bit. Pretty awesome. All right, folks, we'll be back. We're going to go into break at the bottom of the hour and let you guys kind of ponder this a little more. The number to call is 914-205-5434. Again, the number is 914-205-5434. You can call in. Just listen. You don't have to be on the air, folks. Or send me messages, and feel free to connect with me at paranormallife.com. And we'll be right back.
I took my troubles down to Madam Blue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bad down a very broken vine. Seven little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a mind to sign. She said what you need. Number 9. She bent down and turned.
All right, welcome back to ParanormalRide.com. We hit the bottom of the hour, and this is your host, Marlon O. The show is Paranormal Ride, and we are talking about alchemy. And what about it? What is alchemy? What is it about? How do you use it? I want it. Maybe a potion. You know, love potion number 9. I don't know. I think I would use it for really cool stuff, though. Maybe make some pile of gold and give it away. Help people. I think my leanings are a lot into giving versus taking. And, you know, it has some benefits, but it also has some headaches when it comes to that as well. So, you know. But I feel whatever I output, the energy that I give, it comes back to me so much more. I feel like so content. I feel so fulfilled knowing that I can give, you know, because a lot of us are not in that position, and I feel very, very blessed that I can give. And it took some things to make get there, and that, you know, I would say that it's a fantastic thing to go through. But I, you know, I will never sell myself out, you know, to get there. It has to be, the only way to get there is to doing really loving things, you know, things that bring light, the things that bring positive energy, you know, and not everything can be positive, not everything, you know, you're going to feel tired, you're going to feel sad, you're going to feel down, you're going to feel like you didn't make it, you're going to feel a whole bunch of things only exist for a little moment, you know, you just, you know, you got to say, you got this, let's go, let's push. And, you know, I've had some pretty interesting mentors, you know, and some of the mentors have not been my friends. Some of the mentors have been people who obviously wanted to, you know, take my positive energy and use it for their own gratifications, you know, and that's what builds trauma. That's what builds these things that, you know, when you're living in the ego, when you're living in the self, that it drains you and it's going to destroy and bring things around you down, you know, and you know, we can't be there. Not anymore, people. You know, we're moving on. We're taking care of business. We're making some magic happen. All right, folks. All right. So one of the things that I found out about the whole entire alchemy thing, that there was like different versions of this happening in Egypt, as I talked about Thoth, and that's spelled T-H-O-T-H. And as I mentioned earlier, that he was seen as the Egyptian, in Egyptian religion, as the god of moon, of reckoning, of learning and writing. And, you know, it was thought that, you know, that he was pretty much the inventor of writing and creating languages. So scribes and all that stuff. So considered the advisor of gods and representative, if I can talk, right, of the sun god Ra. Very, very interesting how, you know, this concept was there too. But people, you know, there was like a duality in the existence of this god in other mythologies and other cultures. And the Greeks, very similar a deity too, and that was Hermes. So Hermes was the Greek version, and that's H-E-R-M-E-S. And basically, you know, Hermes was the god of the Greek god of trade, wealth, luck, fertility, sleep, language, thieves, and travelers. So, also Hermes was seen as a very mischievous god as well of Olympia, I think was also invented the lyre. So, you know, when I heard the word lyre, I automatically thought of the word lyre, but it's actually an instrument that looks like a harp, and you see it in all types of Greek mythology. And, you know, you see this like this little harp U-shaped thing that has these has the strings there. So it's you know, I think he even carries a harp, I believe. But anyways, if you think about the tool, the instrument that Hermes was carrying with him, right? Even that, it's such like a symbolic representation of ourselves, because as you or elements or connection to the world, if you were to hit a string, right? Like if you ever played a guitar, if you ever played a string instrument, there is a frequency, there is a vibration that happens with striking a chord. that is very mesmerizing. So, you know, I believe people who are vibrating in very similar frequencies, they can reconnect almost instantly, like they've never left each other's presence. Like it's just like they are meant to synchronize, to be synchronistic with each other, and it's like a higher frequency, a higher vibration, and it, so you have this Greek god that has this harp like tool that I believe symbolizes connection to self, to connection to our world, and the, pretty much the mysteries of what we're trying to unlock. But you know, also Hermes was kind of seen as like the emissary, the person who was communicating, and you know, between the gods and humanity, kind of like the bridge. So I found that very fascinating as well. You know, so there is this tablet that has been researched by generations, and it's called the Emerald Tablet. And it's been on TV shows. It's been in a lot of different places. It's been in like mythology. People have done like shows on this, and you know, there's just different names for it as well. But the Emerald Tablet, it's supposed to be the codex to understanding alchemy, to understanding the universe, to understanding ourselves, our makeup, everything that puts together. So it's been studied, it's been translated as well. So I'm actually going to read the Emerald Tablet, just a couple of lines that I find super fascinating, and it connects us. So I also feel that alchemy is also a form of magic, and like I'm gonna do a show on Wicca pretty soon, and I think that's in a couple of weeks. But basically, Emerald Tablet was talked about and put the prima materia. So the prima materia, it's like the prime elements that create everything. So, the search for this understanding how the prima materia kind of works together, and how you can tap into it is what kind of like what was creating the drive for understanding how to change metals to gold, or how to make the elixir of life, or how to change our chemistry, all these things that came out of it. But there's some really high level deep dive of understanding these prima materials, and let me explain that right now by reading to you the translation of the tablet. I'm not gonna go through the whole thing because it's pretty long. I think are like two paragraphs or so. But the thing that sticks out to me the most, and this is a translation from Sir Isaac Newton. There's been other ones. It's basically, I've read different languages on this translation, and it all is exactly the same thing. So I can see that they were true to the translation. But all right, so the one part that sticks out the most, and I'll read it's basically in the first paragraph, but it goes like this. 'Tis true without lying, certain and most true. That's the first line. Right into that, it goes into that which is below is like that which is above. And that which is above is like that which is below. To do the miracle of one only thing. And as all things we've been, I'll read that again. And as all things have been and arose from one by the mediation of one, so all things have their birth from this one thing by adaptation. The part of the sentence that stuck out to me, the first thing, was that which is below is like that which is above. So in this Emerald Tablet, I think it's called the Hermetic Tablets as well, but it's it's pretty much that gives you the answer to understanding alchemy and self. It's pretty amazing, very like in your face. This is what it is, and then it breaks down like elemental stuff. That, for example, it says the sun is its father, the moon is its mother, the wind heart carries it in its belly. So it element, the earth is its nature. Nurse, sorry, it's earth is a nurse. So it goes into a little more of this, like helping you observe the elements. But you've heard, everybody has heard this in so many different forms, in so many different religions, that which is below is above. Even in the previous show that I talked about, the sacred geometries, you see this like repeating pattern, you know, that connects the universe, connects us, you know, unseen frequencies that then are seen through through sound, and you feel the vibrations, and the words you speak changes the vibrations of your atoms, and so on and so on. So you have all these really connections, and that's the part I feel that we've lost a true connection within ourselves, to understand ourselves, to honor ourselves, to be good to ourselves, to grow. Is that, you know, all these basic tools that have been around for, generations, have been around forever, has been lost to time because we're forced to pretty much buy our knowledge. And that's ridiculous, you know, and that's the part that has been really frustrating for me, you know, for a very long time. So, you know, okay, so let's go back to a little bit of, like the primer material materials that I was talking about, and what those are. The prima materia is like the basic principles, of course. So when you can start digesting knowledge and sciences, you have to have like a base core for everything that you talk about. You know, everything. There is like you know, we're going to call these the principles, right? The three principles of, you know, of alchemy, or just principles of life, you know, kind of like the base core. So for them, the sulfur was one of the base elements or principles. And what sulfur represented was the soul. The other part is mercury. And that represented the spirit. And then salt represented the body. So you have soul, spirit, and body. I just, based on what I've been doing researching, understanding the three principles of alchemy, that is a trinity. There is a sacred geometry tied into that. Basic elements of alchemy. Basic element of understanding ourselves. So, but again, the concept of trinities, they're everywhere. You just Google the word trinity, and you're going to see every culture, Islamic, Hindu, Buddhism, you know, Catholicism, you know, you have the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity for them. So there's like a wide, gigantic range of this concept. But then it's again brought to you in a more practical way of Mercury. So I think this Emerald Tablet was pretty much the key, the codex to life. The codex to understanding ourselves and transforming ourselves. And that's what alchemy was basically all about, is transformation of material ourselves. But check this out. The core values of it is soul and, you know, spirit and body. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they think about, you know, like all those things that create who we are, you know, a lot of people think, you know, the way that we work is, you know, we have our minds and make decisions and create consciousness, you know, and then you have like this higher level, like spirit that you know, people have been, you know, I mean, there's been philosophers, you know, just pondering that, just that whole concept of spirit. Is it an imaginative kind of like representation of our mental consciousness, or is it deeper than that, where it's more not just our minds making it up, but it's like an existing element that creates who we are as you know, as people, you know, who creates us. And then you have like, you know, the other component of of body, like the vessel, the thing that carries everything, you know. It's almost like, you know, with all of this stuff, you need to have these chemical binding things that holds us all together, that holds everything together, that makes everything together. So if that's true, then everything is connected. We have, you know, our DNA, our code, our environment, you know. You know, you've heard stories of things floating and things being, you know, ESP and precognition and having people call it sixth sense, but it could be a psychic ability, you know. So but all these things have been turned off because we're not being taught, we're not being allowed to understand these things. So I think that, you know, when you talk about alchemy, it's like a rediscovery. That's the best way I can say of kind of our core knowledge. And a lot of people, you know, who start diving into it, start understanding, I think, a deeper level of who we are as people, you know. But, you know, I hope that this was helpful. You know, we're going to be winding down our show a little more. I like to bring into our conversations things that are kind of rather practical. I tend to be a practical person, but, you know, I had a friend straight up tell me, I was like, listen, I don't buy this, like, you're a skeptic. You don't even sound like a skeptic. Well, I am, but the part is that I'm not closed-minded. I allow growth. I allow knowledge. I can't duplicate my experiences and your experience at all, you know. But what resonated with me the most was these three principles of alchemy, soul, spirit, and body. So, you know, people might say the soul and spirit is the same thing. Like, isn't that wouldn't that be it? But this is the way it's defined. You know, the soul is like the mind, the emotions, and the will. And the spirit is like the intuition, the consciousness, and the communion, you know. And then the body is pretty much the world consciousness. You can't, like, if you bust out a dictionary and you go like search these things, you know, there might be some soul and spirit things that are being like connected, but you're gonna also see that, hey, the mind, the emotions, and the will, you know. But the body, the world consciousness, that was mind blowing to me. That just put me through a loop, and I was like, with the body. So I thought about myself like, just like a bag of flesh, you know, like, you know, but it's world consciousness. Like, it nothing, a body is basically like a cup, you know, or, you know, water, my blood, my car. It's like, it's just like, it doesn't exist. It doesn't have a body. It doesn't have material, but there's something happening there that it's not just like atoms smashed together to create matter, to create, you know, elements. It's a psychological kind of construct. You know what I'm saying? Like that cannot exist if you don't have your own consciousness, and if you don't have self-awareness, you know. So it's like a psychological thing as well. There's a study that went on, and you guys can do your research, and you know that certain materials or elements don't exist unless you see it. And so, you know, you're like, what? Like, so there's been experiments, and you can literally see it disappear in front of your eyes if it's not being witnessed. So the only way that it exists is that you're looking at it. If you're not looking at it, that crazy element disappears. This atom ceases to exist because you are not creating conscious. You know, you are not bringing it to consciousness. Proven. This is not like a theory or a concept. It's just that they call it funny matter. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have an understanding of how that works. So if we can prove that if we don't see something, it doesn't exist, then there's something going on that's a higher level. So I'm going to bring it down to our basic elements, ourselves, my people. If you don't see yourself as X, Y, and Z, you are not that. If you don't see that value, you can never have that value. somebody can be telling you, oh, you're awesome, you're great, you're sexy, you're X, Y, and Z. If you don't I love you, like all these, if you can't manifest it within yourself, there's no way that you can give it back. There's no way that you can understand it or appreciate it. You know? And then people say, oh, I took you for granted. Oh, I just, you know, I was going through a rough time. Like, look, all these things just pile up on you consistently. And it's, to be honest, it's too much. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, basically the show winded up going back to ourselves. And I felt that was funny, you know, the way I was approaching alchemy is that, you know, I wanted to let you guys know where it came from and how, like, somebody had decoded it through this emerald tablet and then how it connects to ourselves and all the elements and principles that put it together. I thought that was pretty deep. I think there's, like, I'm just beginning to understand this is the journey that I'm going on with you as well. You know, I am taking this paranormal ride, this ride with you. I'm just like doing my research and going out there because I know not everybody has the time to do it. You know, everybody got a life. Maybe I don't. but this is a lot of fun for me. But there is like we're trying to gain a deeper understanding of who we are, what we are, and I think we're at a perfect time. If you all are feeling it now, Jupiter and Saturn are going to smash. pretty soon, you know. Oh my! I mean, that sounded awful, but I mean, it's basically what's going to happen. So people need to get ready for that as well. People need to start moving towards that type of awareness. You know, it's. I love this. It's you know, like this used to be fringe, my people. Like this used to be things that people were like, oh. You know, I'm not really sure. I'm not you know, I don't really understand. I think there is a gigantic awakening. There's a higher level that's happening here, and it feels amazing. Like I wake up just like I jump out of bed. Funny, like today I got drained, you know, completely, and I jumped out of bed. But that's what's happening to a lot of people, you know. And my number one message to everybody who's listening to the show, and thank you for winding the show, is that you are not alone. You have never been alone, and you will never ever be alone, you know. And that's very, very, very consoling to me, to me, knowing that I am not alone. It's easy to feel alone. It's easy to feel, you know, that loss. It's easy to do that. But, you know, we are all part of a collective consciousness that, you know, that we all belong together. And, you know, and one of the things that I realized as well, there's something called the soul group. And I want to go more into that. And it's connected to the Akashic Records. So, you know, that is something that I feel is alive and well right now. You know, as I've gotten older, as I've met more people, that just happens, you know, you get older, you just meet more people, you know. But the thing is that I keep on bumping into people that I'm convinced are part of my soul group, that are going to get me where I need to go and has been guiding me for generations and lifetimes. I feel more alive now than before, you know. And so I guess, you know, some people feel like they're not, you know, they're alone. And I'll be honest with you, you know, you're part of a community now, folks. You're part of this paranormal ride. You know, you can have a conversation with your friends and family and other people and see if they are feeling the same thing. And I'm going to tell you they are. Most likely they are, you know. I'm not trying to say, you know, like that all the answers can be found here, but I am going to say you have the answers. You know, you instinctively have a gut feeling. You know where you should be, how it should go. And you know what hurts. You know what isn't vibrating in a positive frequency or the level that it should be. And I think, you know, I feel like we're at that time right now where we are moving past a lot of the negativity. And this coming year, 2021, I'm laughing because I'm like, the year before, just literally a year ago, people were texting me. They were like, oh my gosh, this is the year. This is, you know, this is going to be life-changing. We're going to get there. You know, it is the abundance and love and, you know, all this good stuff. And I was like, something? No. I feel like something is coming. Something really big is coming. And little did I know how big this was. Little did I know how life-changing this was going to be for a lot of people. And that's what was coming. That's what this was an experiment of our social consciousness, of our community consciousness. So, you know, everybody listen to the show, you know, and I have people listening. I need to give shout outs. My bad. We're about to end the show pretty soon. But, you know, we have people listening from all around the world that are tuning in, that, you know, have really fed me with a lot of amazing energy, you know. But we all were saying the same thing. We were all saying, like, oh, this is going to be life-changing. This is going to change everything. This is not a coincidence, my people, you know, my riders is what I'm calling y'all. Listen, you know, everybody. I mean, I have people listening from Australia, from Russia, from India. Shout out to my Nigerian people, South African people, Turkey. What up? United Kingdom. We have Switzerland on here. We have the Netherlands listening. Denmark. I did mention Russia. United States and Brazil. So we have all these people around the world who listen to the show. Thank you again. But they were telling me the same thing. They were saying, like, this is it. And now I feel that 2021, we're going to hit this higher level consciousness, higher level of existence coming up. It's going to propel us for a lifetime of gigantic, beautiful changes. And a beautiful change is basically, you know, reconnect with a family member, you let go of a trauma, you eat healthier. Like, these are beautiful changes. They're big wins, but we're not celebrating them as big wins. This is what people left and right. You know, I sit down with people all the time and have coffee and dinners and conversations. I'm hearing it over and over. And I'm intentionally asking these questions, you know. All right, folks, we have to wrap up the show. I was so happy to have people joining us from all over the place. I appreciate you. Much love. Please join me on Facebook as well, which is my Paranormal Ride page. Just go to Facebook, just type in Paranormal Ride, add, like, share. Thank you for those who were sharing and retweeting. Again, I think I gave a shout out to William as well. Thank you for retweeting us and sharing it. Okay. And ParanormalTalk.com as well for retweeting us. I'm sorry that I mentioned you earlier. You know, Rhea for joining us and a whole bunch of people who are joining the community. Thank you so much. Your knowledge helps fuel the show. If you have suggestions for the show, please let me know. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will be here next week. Paranormal Ride. Love y'all. Much love, peace, and be safe out there.